Okay, our friends. So today we have got a treat for you. Today's story is a Berenstain Bears story, and it is called Hospital Friends. The story was written by Mike Berenstain, and this story we would like to dedicate to all of our friends who have been in the hospital this year, or last year, or recently, who are there for various reasons. Some of you have gotten sick, some of you have gotten injured. We've had several of you who have said, oh, I've got this going on, or I've got that going on. And we wanted to let you know that we also have been in a hospital before, and we know what it's like, and our heart is with you, and
Beep.
Cue the beeping.
That's the worst part of a hospital. You can't get a good night's sleep.
It's true. There's quite a few beeps and noises. But there's a lot of really fun things. And so we're going to talk about that as well. So we're going to read this book, and we would like to dedicate it to all of our friends who've been in the hospital.
Patron or not.
Yup. That's right. And so today's story is read by Mommy and
Philip.
Philip the cook.
And like we did a few days ago.
Hmm.
Write in the comments below what you think I should cook.
Oh yeah.
Right now I'm cooking silver cookies.
You should cook every day. It's so much fun when you do. All right, let's read. The Bear family was visiting the Bear Country Hospital. Their cousin Fred had just had his tonsils taken out. They were bringing him a card and a balloon that said, "Get well soon." On the way to his room, they passed busy doctors, nurses, and other hospital workers. Cousin Fred was sitting up in bed eating a bowl of ice cream. Aunt Min was with him. She had a bed in the corner in case she needed to stay overnight.
"Hiya, Fred," said brother and sister. "How are you feeling?"
"Hi," said Fred. His voice was soft and raspy. "My throat hurts. That's why I'm eating this. It's the only thing that feels good on my throat."
"You get ice cream here?" said brother. "I want to stay in the hospital too."
"I don't know if you can stay," said a voice behind them, "but I'll give you a tour."
It was Dr. Gert Grizzly, their family doctor. She was there to check on Cousin Fred.
"Can we really have a tour, Dr. Grizzly?" asked Sister.
"Of course," said the doctor. "This would be a good time for you to learn all about the hospital."
Dr. Grizzly looked Cousin Fred over.
"You're doing fine, Fred," she said. "I think you'll be able to go home today."
"Hooray,"
whispered Fred and went back to his ice cream.
"Now, let's get started,"
said Dr. Grizzly as they waved goodbye to Cousin Fred and Aunt Min. And now we can see the whole Bear family is following the doctor. Away they go.
"This part of the hospital is where the cops stay," explained Dr. Grizzly. "We try to make them comfortable. Their parents can stay with them, and there are books and games, toys and TV. There's plenty of good food, usually more than just ice cream. Special workers play with the cubs and read to them and help them learn. There are even artists and musicians who teach the cubs how to paint and play instruments."
"That looks like fun,"
said Sister. Brother and Honey nodded.
"Oh, this is one of the newer books because Honey's one of the newer bears."
"Mm-hmm. Hello, Bonnie,"
said Dr. Grizzly to a cub with a cast on her leg.
"Good morning, Dr. Grizzly,"
said Bonnie.
"Bonnie here has a broken bone in her leg," Dr. Grizzly explained.
"May we sign your cast?"
asked Sister.
"Sure,"
said Bonnie, grinning, and they signed her cast. And Honey drew a heart on it, so you can see brother and sister have both signed.
"Bonnie and her friends are going to PT, physical therapy," said Dr. Grizzly. That's where they go to get the special exercise they need.
The bear family followed Bonnie to PT and watched cubs working on exercise machines and doing other activities to help them grow strong and well.
When someone has a broken bone, like Bonnie, said Dr. Grizzly, we often take x-rays to learn more about it.
What are x-rays? Asked Brother.
You can see for yourself, said Dr. Grizzly, showing them.
There was a window into a room with a big machine. The patient's leg was propped under it. The doctor was holding pictures from the machine up to a light, and you could actually see the patient's bones right in the pictures.
Wow, said Sister.
Cool, said Brother.
Cool,
said Honey.
X-rays are one way we learn about a patient, said Dr. Grizzly. But first, we do exams and other things to decide what needs to be done. Sometimes there needs to be an operation.
Like when Cousin Fred had his tonsils taken out?
Asked Sister.
That's right, said Dr. Grizzly. Let's see what happens before an operation.
They went into a room where nurses and doctors were getting ready for operations. A cub was there with her mom and dad. Doctors were giving medicine to make her feel comfortable and drowsy. They explained about all the other things that they would do to keep her safe and make sure nothing felt bad. The bear family saw doctors and nurses washing their hands. They wore gowns and hats and rubber gloves and were putting masks over their noses and mouths.
Everyone who works with patients in an operation has to wash carefully to clean away germs, explained Dr. Grizzly.
You don't want to get germs in someone's guts if you're operating, taking their stomach out or something.
That's true. If you are removing any organs from a person, you certainly don't want to put germs into their body. Doctors take very good care so that they don't get germs into your body if they're doing a surgery on you. Do you want to say anything about your surgery?
Oh, yeah. I had a surgery and they took a brain tumor out of my brain.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going to hurt me if they didn't. So what they did was they kind of cut open my head and took it out.
Yep.
It was like...
Yeah, it was a couple years ago, though.
I got ice cream, too.
You did. And you feel much better now, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what
no
I...
No more headaches.
No more headaches.
I mean, I do get a stomachache after I ate a bunch of candy.
Well, I think that's to be expected, though.
Why are they wearing masks and all that other stuff?
Asked Sister.
That's to protect against germs, too, said Dr. Grizzly. Even after washing, we all have germs that can make a patient sick.
Do...
Inside germs.
Mm-hmm.
That might try to creep out.
Yeah.
Where do patients go after an operation?
Asked Brother.
To recovery, said Dr.
Grizzly, taking them to a room where more patients are being cared for. Dr. Grizzly pointed out a plastic bag with tubes attached.
That's an IV, she said. It gives patients liquids to keep them healthy.
Some of the patients were asleep. One cub was just waking up.
Were they taking naps?
Asked Sister.
Not exactly, said Dr. Grizzly. When cubs have an operation, there are doctors and nurses who help them fall asleep and stay safe until they wake up with their moms and dads.
When someone comes to the hospital, asked Brother, where do they go first?
Often, right to the emergency department, the ED, said Dr. Grizzly. And that's our last stop on the tour.
They passed through the waiting area for families of patients who had just arrived and greeted a nurse at a desk.
This is Nurse Brown, said Dr. Grizzly. She finds out all about the patients when they first come in.
Most of the patients are sent to the exam room, said Nurse Brown. Would you like to see one?
and she took them into a row of small rooms with curtains, and there they saw a doctor listening to a cub's breathing while a nurse took his temperature and checked his heart.
After patients are examined, explained Nurse Brown, they sometimes go for more tests or treatments. How do all these patients get to the hospital anyway?
Asked Sister.
When folks need to go to the hospital in a hurry,
said Nurse Brown, taking them outside.
An ambulance will rush them right here. Emergency workers can even give care and medicine in the ambulance while it's on its way.
Sometimes, Dr. Grizzly told them, patients are brought even faster or from far away in a special helicopter that lands right on the hospital roof.
Wow,
said the cubs.
Oh my,
said Mama, holding her hat in the breeze.
Wow,
said Papa.
And now that our hospital tour is done,
said Dr. Grizzly,
I hope you've enjoyed learning about the hospital as much as I enjoyed showing it to you.
Yes, we did, said the bear family. Thank you, Dr. Grizzly.
Thank you indeed, Doctor,
said Mama.
We've met so many new friends here today. The doctors and nurses and everyone else who works hard to make the hospital a special place. And we've learned that when we come to the hospital, our hospital friends will take good care of us all.
And they will. And it's true. Going to the hospital for the very first time might feel a little scary, but you have to remember that going to the hospital is for your own good. You have doctors there who will take very good care of you, and they want you to be safe. And that is why it's important to make sure that you listen to what the doctors say and do your very best to do the things that they ask of you. Shall we say this is the end?
The end.
The end. Anything else you want to say?
Hope you can join us
for another story tomorrow.
Hope you can and join us. As I said, in the comments below, tell us what you think. Tell us what's the next thing you think I should cook is.
All right.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.